Hey David.
Yeah.
Hi, thank you for patiently holding the line. So it's just showing as there was an error with the payment. I could try and go ahead and submit the payment now if you'd like.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, give me a moment, please. Okay. And it would be for the total of $69.99, okay? All right, so it's saying that the transaction was failed because there's a temporary block as the bank account was closed or could not be located. So it could be a case that it was not input, the account number was not put in it correctly. So if you go.
That doesn't make any sense. It's the same card that's been on file and nothing has changed.
On the account, it shows that you were using a credit card before and then you changed over to a
Oh, to
checking or
the ATH,
savings.
yeah.
So I think it's a case where that, yeah,
But
I
that was
could.
months ago. That also took me several phone calls with you guys to sort out. But that was months ago.
What do you want us to go ahead and try to have it updated and try it again to see if that works?
Well, I mean, whatever was working before, I don't know. Nothing has changed on our end is the frustrating point of this to me. Like, we haven't changed anything from not, last month. All this information was the same and it worked.
Yeah, it does show that you do have electronic payment, but it's showing right now when we do submit the payment, it's showing up as declined.
All right, well, that doesn't make any sense from my end. So what do you need me to do this time?
No, I'm just asking if you want us to just put input the information as update your EFT, your checking or savings account on the account, and then we could just go ahead and try to submit that payment.
I mean, whatever information you have is the right information. You know, like I say, nothing has changed. So whatever you guys need to do to send it through, please do.
One moment, please. Yeah, it's showing as there's a temporary block by the bank or it's or the payment could not be located. So it's either the bank is blocking us from making the payment or we could have a wrong information here. But being that the account is showing that we did take a payment last month, I think it's just the bank that is blocking us from making the payment.
All right. I'll see what they have to say then, I guess.
And then if it's the case that you don't want to make the payment over the phone, you can just go on the online account. Do you have access to the online banking, well, online customer account?
Yep.
Okay. If there's anything, you can always submit the make a payment. It won't charge you twice once you do have a past due amount.
All right, I'll look into this again. All right, thank you.
No problems. Is there anything else I can